That if indeed we all put our shoulders to the wheel, we can achieve that. We can achieve that bar, Ghana beyond aid. Asking for the mobilization is not asking for uniformity. I think the uniformity has never served any country well, that the people are shepherded into one set of thinking. It does require what? That we listen to each other. We listen to each other's perspectives on all the critical issues that confront our country. And out of this battle of ideas, hopefully, we will continue to take what is best for advancing the Ghana project. Political leadership of our public services is very, very, very critical if an ambitious agenda of social and economic reform is going to succeed. Ghanaian public service is undergoing many structural reforms. They have to be accelerated. But above all, the need for political leadership is very, very paramount. It's one of the considerations that inspired the decision that I took. The other, of course, is the nature of our inheritance. What we bequeathed, some of the data and indices I've already laid out. Extremely challenging. And if we don't find a set of people who are prepared to work flat out to change them, within 2 months of coming to office, we were compelled to produce a budget. This budget, for the first time in the history of Ghana, actually received applause. People went out of their way in many of the major cities of our country, drinking and celebrating a budget. It's an unusual development, largely because they saw in the budget clear signs of a government that was committed to doing two things. One, trying to bring relief to people who had a very difficult time in the last few years, and at the same time, setting the ground rules, hopefully for growth and development.